From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush hit the road today to press his case to revamp the Social Security system. This afternoon, he spoke in South Bend, Indiana. But the day's first stop was Westfield, New Jersey. There, Mr. Bush told a crowd of more than 1,000 that he didn't run for office to dodge problems, including the coming shortfall in Social Security.
I'm going to tell you again, I'm going to keep saying it all around the country, and I like doing this, by the way. I like going around the country saying, folks, we have got a problem. And I like saying to people, don't worry about it if you've been born prior to 1950. Nothing changes. You're going to get what you promised. But I'm also saying to younger workers, you better listen carefully to this debate. Because you're the ones who are going to have to pay for it. And if I were you, I'd be saying, well, if we have a problem, Mr. President, what do you and the Congress intend to do about it?
NPR's David Green is traveling with Mr. Bush, and he has more on this morning's event.
The president delivered a familiar message on Social Security. He said the program is in financial peril and needs to be fixed now. But the president was edgier than he has been on the subject. He scolded Democrats who have been running a public relations blitz against his plan. But he also seemed to acknowledge what has been a week of bad news. Polls are moving in the wrong direction for the White House, with a majority of Americans now opposing the president's push for personal or private investment accounts. Top Republicans, meanwhile, are voicing doubts about the private accounts and about delivering on Mr. Bush's vow to revamp the 70-year-old program this year. Amid the political wrangling, the president came to an armory in Westfield, New Jersey, to send a message that he's still fighting for this as hard as ever. The administration has planned Social Security events in 60 cities in 60 days. Some of those stops will be made by the vice president or other officials, but many will feature Mr. Bush himself. White House officials say they remain confident, but admit Social Security is a complicated issue to explain to audiences, such as the one gathered at Westfield today on something resembling green astroturf, in a building used on most days for indoor soccer games. There were protests held nearby the event, but the president's motorcade stayed away from most of them. One Westfield woman at the side of the road let her view be known to the president as he whizzed by. Her sign read simply, "Hands off my Social Security." David Green, NPR News, with the president.
When the president addresses an audience from on stage, seated with a group of locals who get the rare chance to ask him questions or make statements, it's sometimes billed as a town hall meeting or a town hall style meeting. But they are not events for everyone in town. This morning, when President Bush talked about Social Security in Westfield, New Jersey, the people on stage with him who got to speak were hardly a random sample.
Olivia Mitchell's with us. Olivia, tell us what you do.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It's a delight to be here with you today. I teach in the area of pensions and Social Security at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. And I have to say, teaching young folks about retirement saving is a tough thing to do. But what you
Professor Mitchell did not mention her other work on the issue, listed on her website under Corporate and Public Sector Leadership 2001 to 2005, is the President's Commission to Strengthen Social Security. The other citizens on stage with President Bush were not that involved. Carlos Pagan is a Paterson, New Jersey firefighter who also owns a real estate business.
Mr. President, I strongly support this, and the reason why I strongly support this is the ownership aspect of the Social Security system. Rather than just putting money away and having money deducted from me, from us every week, at least now we know we have something at retirement. We have a say in where our money goes.
How did Carlos Pagan get to talk face-to-face with the president?
I got a call Sunday, and they basically told me someone from the White House was going to call me and ask about Social Security reform. I didn't really think anything of it. I spoke to a young lady named Katie Hayes. She basically asked me what I thought about Social Security reform, what was my position on it. She said it didn't matter which, you know, what it was, they just wanted to know, and that was basically it. They were going to call me the next day, and they did. And then they said, well, we would like you to speak to the, talk with the president in like a town meeting setting regarding the Social Security reform.
According to a White House spokesman, Catherine Hayes is a staffer in the Office of Public Liaison, where she finds people who exemplify the president's policies. People such as 23-year-old Brian Dougherty of Hoboken, who was also on stage this morning in Westfield, New Jersey.
being 23, my age bracket, and even the people younger, they're interested in this topic. They know it's their future. I wouldn't think it an issue if I felt comfortable that the money was going in and it would be there when I got out. But I'm concerned about the money. It's disappearing and we won't see it on the end.
Like Carlos Pagan, Brian Daugherty is a registered Republican, and he too was contacted last week.
Someone I've known for a number of years who works with the White House asked me if I would have any sort of interest in speaking on this topic. And, you know, they explained that I hit a certain demographic that the president wants to hear from. And I just immediately became excited about the opportunity.
Well, did somebody ask you, apart from establishing your demographic, that you're male and 23, did somebody ask you, what do you think about Social Security?
Oh, yes. I mean, that was one of the preliminary questions.
And what did you say?
you know, I recognize to them right there and then on the phone that I do, as a 23-year-old, recognize a concern amongst people my age, and I certainly have a concern with the system going forward, and that I'm, you know, I'm very excited about the chance for reform.
So Brian Daugherty and the others on stage with President Bush were unlikely to pose a hostile question about Social Security. We asked David Gergen, now at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, in the past a White House advisor, about the effectiveness of this genre of presidential event, the so-called town meeting.
Well, it's time-honored. I'm not sure how effective it is. Candidates have been doing this, especially during campaigns for the presidency, since at least Richard Nixon, when he did a sort of circle in the round and he lined up a group of very favorable voters to talk to him. They put it on television as sort of, because he had such a horrible time in 1960 against John Kennedy with television. He was determined to be the master of television in 68. And this was one of the inventions, this sort of town hall kind of format.
But we always have to put it in quotes or say sort of or kind of, because it really isn't as open as town hall meetings are. It's a selected group of people who are talking to the president.
There's no question that comes with quotes, and I think that's one of the reasons it's less effective than it was even in the beginning, because there was a quality when candidates first came out and they were surrounded by, in effect, partisans or fans, that because it was so novel that even despite the fact it was a handbooked audience, it still had impact. I think now people are somewhat jaded about these candidate meet the people kind of events, and then when you it's only with people who admire you, they have even less impact than they did before, and certainly the press tends to write them off.
How well do you think the president will be served by these events on this particular issue that he's barnstorming on, which is Social Security?
Well, I don't think he's going to be very well served. He will get local press, to be sure, and that's likely to be flattering, and that may have some impact on state-by-state views. But he's probably going to shore up his base. He's probably going to do better among Republicans, but I don't think he's going to win over many independents, and he's certainly not going to win over many Democrats with this kind of event. It's interesting, by contrast, that Senator Santorum, the Republican from Pennsylvania, who held town halls across his state during the recent congressional recess, those were open, and they were very newsworthy, in part because he had a lot of skeptical questions. Now, I frankly think that given the skepticism of the country right now, that this president will be better served facing questioners who have tough questions and then he answers them rather than softballs that he can hit. You know, there's a reason that when you're hitting a very fast hardball, you can knock it out of the park, and when it's a softball, it's hard to get it out of the infield.
David Gergen, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
David Gergen, now professor of public service at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, served in the White Houses of Presidents Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Clinton.